What up, friends? It's a free view of the Lost and Zane recordings. Here we go. It is this show happened on May 24th, 2016. So back as we release them in order for my time on 107.3 WBBL. If you want the full listing of what we talked about on that show, I put it in the notes of this little free view. And if you feel so inclined, head over to my Patreon and sign up. It's just one of the many things that I offer on my Patreon for $5 or $10 a month. And seriously, the way to do it, try it out, just 1 month, $5 or $10 a month. The $5 a month is all audio, the entire audio archive. The $10 a month is video, audio, and the live streams, okay? And then I give you the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, the Insane Asylum, and my daily Patreon bonus podcast. So that's a lot on my Patreon. So just try it. Just one. It's all I ask, one. If it's a stinkeroo, then just, you know, forget it. I'm not gonna give you more than 1 month. But try it out. If you like it, then what you do is you convert that over to a yearly and you save 10%. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Otherwise, that's cool if you don't either. Thank you for the time and enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings. There we go.
Good morning.
Good morning.
From the MakeZet.com Bankruptcy Studios. This is the Eric Zane Show. Weather today, as we get started on show number, hold on, 34. Sunny and hot. But yeah, you have to say hot if it's going to be a high of 85, right?
You would think so, right?
I don't have air conditioning in my car.
No?
So it's malfunctioning.
Okay.
So,
get it fixed now.
You know, it hasn't worked since I got it, really. So I don't even bother.
All right,
I mean, that's no excuse. I just think,
you're old school with the windows, huh?
Oh, man. And I'm not exactly dressed, like, cool. I tend to wear long-sleeve shirts, button-downs.
Yeah, high collar.
Including this pink one I'm wearing today.
It's which is pretty.
Led me to receive many comments already.
I'm sure.
Gates walked by me. Hey, there's a guy that's really secure in his sexuality there. I think, thank you, Tony. tonight, low of 62. And Wednesday, pretty much the same as today, but actually a chance of showers or thunderstorms. I was told this is the time of year that you get severe weather. The highest chance of severe weather is about this time because you get a stronger chance of clashes and air masses.
Gotcha. Yeah, makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
I thought it would have been earlier.
Well, I was quoting Kyle Underwood. I don't know these things. My entire career is just basically plagiarize everything.
Oh, okay. All right.
I have a brain that absorbs information, but I don't really come up with these things on my own.
You need a check fact?
You take everything at face value? I just run.
Oh,
I just,
right.
You know, grab the football and run to the line.
Run, Forrest, run.
And then you just have to act like you know what you're talking about.
There you go.
That's how Bill got this far. I mean, look at that. The other voice you hear is Stu McAllister.
Yeah.
You see him, hear him at Dr. Grin's Thursday through Saturdays. Steve Ayotte.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Is the headliner.
A lot of people say lot because they assume the capital I is a lowercase l.
Yeah, why would they think, man, this comedian, he's real. He's avant-garde because he spells his last name with a lowercase L.
It's like E. Cummings kind of thing.
A lot to get through today. And I think, okay, if I can take pride in anything, it's what I said earlier, just basically taking information I see and processing it and say, well, that's worth talking about. And telling stories, things like that. And having a tendency to know when a caper is going on. Like, even as we lead up to the beginning of the show, at 6 minutes before the show goes on the air, I'm absorbing things that I know I can talk about.
Great.
And one of those things we'll talk about next is fashion choices, where we talked about a hot pink shirt is a fashion choice that is drawing some attention today.
Yep.
But there's more to talk about today. And we'll get to that, and that is one Tyler Doan, as we welcome him in. I won't get into it right now, Don. We'll talk about it next segment, but your fashion will be front and center in the next break.
I have no fashion.
Okay. Some would disagree. Some would disagree. Don, you'll also be talked about later on, about an hour and 20 minutes ago, or 20 minutes from now, about a nuance that you have when you speak. Have you, did you listen to the promos at all? Do you, you know what this is about? Had you heard anybody send you a text about the Don facial nuance that takes place when you speak? Are you aware of this?
No, and I'm afraid to ask.
I won't. I kind of reveal it as we get closer to it. But what this is going to lead us to is who knows someone who does weirdo stuff when they speak.
Oh, boy.
And I've noticed it with you, and I've honed in on it, and I want to reveal it later on, and it's awesome because when I see it, I just almost get ready to start laughing even before you start speaking. So, and it's what makes Don, okay? This guy is a walking show prep service for the radio show. I've already told you I've parked on what he's wearing.
Yeah.
And then yesterday I made plans to park on this topic that I just revealed to you.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that.
He's great.
Sam, good morning, buddy. How are you?
Morning. I'm doing well.
He is our intern, also known as Kim Jim Kang Harbaugh. And he is here, and has that come back yet? Has Dad said anything about the name or
no, not really.
Has Dad been listening to your you being more prominent on the air?
Yeah, he actually his alarm is set off to go off at 6 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And it's set to
he's hearing you right now he's hearing his jovial son.
Yeah, he's probably contemplating getting out of bed and going to work sometime soon, but. Maybe not. I don't know.
Okay. Sam, not born, but raised here in West Michigan. One of the ever-growing army of people that make up West Korea. Because I'm telling you, I know more people who are adopted and are Korean. It seems like that's the go-to. I don't know if it's easier to adopt somebody from South Korea or they make it, they facilitate potential parents on an easier level. I know it's never easy, but I know so many people who have kids from South Korea, and your parents no exception.
Yeah, and they're actually, South Korea is making it a lot harder to adopt. They're trying to keep their adoption domestic instead of going international. More and more of the South Korean government.
Screw that.
It's because it's because they're falling behind in school stuff.
Well, so. We need to impose sanctions then, because my utopia of West Korea needs to happen. So what happened today on the elevator issue? At 5:54, I get a text from Stu. Actually, at 5:50, yep. I am downstairs, sir, and so you weren't here yet, Sam. Or it was Don and I, and I go, well, I'm going to go down there immediately and get him, and then we'll start the show.
Right.
So I go walking out the lobby. I hit down. I get in the elevator. I go down.
Yeah.
And then I peek out. I'm actually still indoors as the elevator doors open.
Yeah.
No Stu. And I go, oh, man, this is weird. What the hell happened? So I went back up the steps or up the elevator, and I immediately thought, I'll bet you, Sam happened to come in, and so then I went all the way up, and then I walked around. I did a lap around the building. No Sam, no Stu. So then I said, well, okay, Stu is outside. That's right. He doesn't have a way to get inside. So I went back to the elevator, and I went all the way down, and then I walked outside, and I go, hey, Stu! Stu! Which has happened before. I forget the variable. Was it you, Don? How did it go that time? What was it?
I overslept, and Sam was supposed to meet me here early, and I failed.
And I was letting Sam in, and somebody brought Sam up.
I think it was gravy from Hot FM.
Yes. And then I yelled at Sam because Sam didn't let me know. And I was running around the building screaming for you, right? Or for Sam. I was screaming for Sam. Hey, shit! Sam! Well, so this is deja vu. I'm down the. I'm yelling, Stu! Stu, where are you?
I was hiding.
What happened? I come back up the steps, and there's Sam, and there's Stu.
Mm-hmm.
What went down? Can somebody explain this to me?
I mean, we have two elevators.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that.
Well, who let him up?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, I couldn't find a parking spot, so I was driving around in a circle for like 5 minutes. So I finally found a parking spot, and I was, you know, in a hurry.
You didn't need to go back that far on this story. You just needed to get to the elevator.
So I ran up to the building, and Stu's outside.
Yeah.
So, I let him in, because typically you'd send me down anyway to
right.
let him in. So let him up, and we came upstairs, and then all of a sudden you were like, oh, there you guys are.
You guys can't do limbo message, because that message is in limbo, and I'm still acting on that message.
Sorry. My bad.
And Sam, you should have said, Stu, did you do limbo message? If you're waiting here, clearly someone's coming to get you. Sam, you've been a part of this.
I'm sorry.
It was way disappointing.
Wasn't functioning this morning.
It wasn't the end of the world because I still had 1 minute to plug my headphones in and start the show.
It's frantic morning on Tuesday.
All right. So Tuesdays are always the weirdo day for a lot of people because Monday you start and you're refreshed from the weekend. Tuesday's kind of strange because it's kind of like you put in a day and then, oh, God, I got to get up again. So that's Stu, you've done this now 4 days in a row.
I know.
It has to start whittling away at your inner soul by now, isn't it?
Nah, it's going great,
yeah?
Man. Yeah, you get in here and you're looking forward to coming in and talking to you and everything else, Don and Sam.
This is because sometimes this can be a drag, man. There are days when it's like, oh, no, it's like, you know.
I got to say, I'm glad I'm doing it now as opposed to, like, December or January.
Okay.
When it's freezing and snowy and just awful.
Well, when we in a little bit, I want to tell you about the Doan's fashion choices. I think that will be a key moment on the show because we're going to be Doan-centric today. Today's a weird day because we've got that, and we also have a couple of serious news stories that are local. There's a lot happening. And then the segment after that, I made yesterday's brainstorming session weird when we were in a conference room. As soon as I got off the air yesterday, I went into a conference room and had a brainstorming session. And I think I made it weird. It's like I don't even have to try to make these things weird. But yesterday we had our training group at the YMCA. I was telling you about that, Stu. We talked about it before we went on the air a little bit. And I said, I'll tell you on the air.
All right.
And so this is in front of the Granville YMCA with a bunch of people who are training for a 5K. Some people have done them before. Some people are just, they've never done anything active.
Straight, they're out.
That's the hardest thing, just getting out.
Yeah.
And I had told you the day before about my diabetic incident.
Yeah.
Or my hypoglycemia incident with low blood sugar.
Yeah.
How I was swimming on Friday and I got massively confused and almost like didn't know where I was and got real shaky. And then so I recognized it right away as low blood sugar. And I'm that's all self-diagnosed, but I've been around it enough to know that I'm pretty sure that that's what it was. But if it wasn't, see, and sugar manifests in our family because we have really diabetic people in my family, and I'm just kind of waiting for it to happen. And my doc said I'll never get it as long as I keep exercising, but I think I'm one step closer because of that moment. So yesterday, get out of work. I was super tired. And first of all, I fell asleep in the parking lot of the YMCA. I put my seat back and I rolled down the windows. Half an hour later, I'm like, what? I didn't know where I was. I was scared. Did you ever do that? You wake up scared?
Yes.
You know where were you at?
Yeah, hotel rooms all the time.
I hear car doors closing. I'm like, oh, God. I don't know where I am. So I wake up and, but it was good because I slept for like half an hour and I was really refreshed. I said, all right, I'm going to go get it now, man. Jump in the pool. Do my thing. Not one issue whatsoever. Excellent. Go home. Eat. So orange, a lot of sugary, like banana,
right.
A glass of juice. And I was like, and I just felt the need. I felt like I needed that. My body was craving that sugar.
Great.
It's like, okay, great. Okay, that's a good thing. Then, believe it or not, I had to run. And this is that whole triathlon thing. So I had to put an extensive time outside for like an hour. Working really hard, and it was hot, so I sweated profusely, but no problems whatsoever. And then I had to go home and get my wife and immediately go out the door to the YMCA for the training group. Okay. So it's like back to the YMCA. That's where, right. where we met. Okay, I didn't eat a thing, but I drank a thing of Gatorade, and I thought, oh, I'll be good to go. We get out on the road with people, and there's a young lady that I'm running with who is, she's starting from the literally the bottom rung of the ladder. So she is, we're jogging for a minute and a half, and then, like, walking for 30 seconds.
Gotcha.
And she's got, like, all these issues with shin splints, so I'm helping. Literally, she gets, her husband is there, too. She gets done with 90 seconds. I go, okay, sit. And I make her sit, and then I, like, I'm, like, manipulating her foot so that we can, and then I'm doing that, and all of a sudden, I got really confused again.
What?
Right there, halfway, we're about a mile out from the Granville Y, and right there, I'm like, who is this foot? Whose foot is this that I'm holding? And what is going on? And so, but I got it under control, and we start to jog again. And then what were, you know, she was struggling to get the 90 seconds in before walking. Okay. All of a sudden, I'm struggling to get the 90 seconds in. I mean, legit.
What?
Because it just, I cannot get over how quick this onset is. And so we barely made it back, and she had to be thinking, what is his deal? Because, I mean, it was bad. And so we got back to the group. And then my wife is there, and I go, I'm going inside. I need to get, they have like a vending machine. Sure enough, man, I bought three Juicy Juices. They're like for kids. And you know those squeezable applesauce things that you give like a baby? Right. They had those, and I'm just, I spent like $6 on this stuff, and I'm just
guzzling the goo.
Everything. It was, and I just sat there, and within a minute and a half, good.
What's going on with you, man?
I have to get to a doctor.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I have to get to a doctor.
This is scary. Like, too pretty quickly, right?
Oh, man. No fun. So, yeah, that is pronounced.
Did the runner ask for, like, a new teacher? She's like, I need someone else.
Yeah, she is probably better off. It'd be better off anyway. I have two other people there who are dear friends of mine, Nancy from Striders and her husband, Dean, who do most of the leading of the group.
Sure.
I'm just kind of there to make jokes and talk to people and stuff like that. I don't know anything, but and I don't know if I should even go anymore after that. Doan, you're on the hot seat, man. Coming back. I want to, again, I might even have to take a picture of this, Doan, and post it of what you're wearing. We'll get to him in just a little bit. And I made yesterday's brainstorming session really weird in the conference room, surrounded by people in suits. That for the second segment from now. But next, Doan's attire is front and center as we do this from the Mapestat.com Bankruptcy Studios. Emails into the show. We're going to do Anything Goes Twitter and email today, by the way.
Great.
Emails into the show at Eric Zane Show. I'm sorry, I got that wrong. That's my Twitter. Emails are Eric at Eric Zane Show. Twitter at Eric Zane Show. I think I got that right. I don't know. I might need to eat something. All right. It's 107.3 WBBL.
That's it. The free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you'd like more, patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's it. Till next time. Bye-bye.